Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this July 16th, Saturday morning. Pour you a cup. We'll be right back. Good morning. It is once again Saturday morning, and it is time for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and that's exactly what we're having here. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, Mr. Jason.
And good morning.
And good morning to you out there. We thank you for joining us early this Saturday morning, July 16th, for, again, a live version of Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we would be remiss if we didn't start out with prayer. So, Cowboy Charismatic Kyle, would you start off with prayer for us,
absolutely,
please?
Absolutely. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and we ask for your Holy Spirit guidance to give us the thoughts in our minds and give us the words to speak out there that might help edify the body. You know, the thought comes to my mind, you know, Christ returns. He says, will I find faith? You know, we ask you to put it in our hearts and our minds, our souls, the faith that we need, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And boy, sometimes it's hard to see. So we ask for that, and we ask for you to be with us this morning and with all the saints out there that are listening, and to help us through these troubled times, the latter day times. In the name of Jesus Christ we come. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Cowboy Kyle, and thanks, Jason and Kyle, for joining us this morning. And folks, we do have an announcement to make. We've made it the last two nights on the radio, and we're still getting emails of people that just have not heard, have not gotten the email letter that we've sent out. We did also mail a first-class letter with this information out this past week to all on our ministry that get our newsletter. And we sent them out email as well, and we made the announcement. And basically that announcement is that our pastor, our prophet, our friend, has entered into that eternal rest. He's run the race. He's entered into his reward. And we know that he has heard from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I think we'll just start this Cowboy Coffee time, sitting around the Radio Ranch microphone. We'll read this letter that we sent out to everybody. And it starts out to the lost and found sheep of the House of Israel. Everyone at the LaPorte Church of Christ and Scriptures for America Worldwide are so very thankful for the prayers and support you've so graciously extended these past several years. Words can never properly convey how very important each of you was to Pastor Peters. Much has tested us this past week with many personal family losses, all of them important to those affected. and it is with great difficulty we share our personal loss of Pastor Peters with you, his beloved ministry family. July 7th, 2011, which is 7-7-11, shortly after what was normally his broadcast hour, it became known to us that which God had foreordained from the womb, that Pastor Peter's day and hour had arrived. Psalms 116:15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." We thank each of you for your great outpouring of love, concern, and understanding in the privacy of the immediate family. We respectfully acknowledge and accept the desires many of you would have to extend your love and regards with your presence. Pastor Peters did not desire the enemies of Jesus Christ a moment of opportunity to make despicable displays of cowardice and hate towards those of the ministry family. On behalf of Pastor Peters, the family, and all of us here at Scriptures for America Worldwide, thank you for your understanding and support, and please continue to lift this ministry up in your prayers as we share with you Pastor Peters' future vision for the body of Christ in these trying times. We will share with you in the near future the direction that he left us with, which was an inspiring vision to his family and staff. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you, and lift his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Scriptures for America Worldwide and from the LaPorte Church of Christ Ministries. So, ladies and gentlemen, we cry with you, we mourn with you. We just want to make sure that we do get that word out officially from the ministry and from the family. And we do thank so many of you that have heard, that have shared your stories and have offered your condolences here via email and phone calls, and we're sure passing them on along to the family.
Well, I think that letter says quite a bit, you know. And don't be dismayed out there, you know. Just, we got to move on, we got to get on, and, you know, we got to just get through another trial. You know, I don't know very many people out there that haven't suffered loss, you know, and, you know, after a while, the tears that you cry are mainly for yourself, because you miss whoever it is, you know, because you know that they've gone to a better place, you know, and we know the pastor has suffered for years with illness, you know, and so for us to be selfish and want him to have to suffer even another day, you know, that isn't too bright, you know. But the tears, you know, there are tears for what we are going to be lacking, you know, and the knowledge that he always gave us, but most of the tears are selfish tears, you know, and we just got to get through that like we have many other trials in our lives and move on. And, you know, we started out the show today with Riding for the Brand. You know, normally it's That Old Wheel, and boy, That Old Wheel is going to fit here very correctly.
Absolutely it does.
But Riding for the Brand is what we do, and the brand is the cross and the man. Even though we ride for Pastor Peters, the man is Jesus Christ. And let's all keep that in focus.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Jason, about this time, the pastor would always say, "Well, Jason, what do you have for us today?"
Yeah, that's what he'd say. And, you know, I mean, it the hardest part sometimes is you grab your cell phone and you go to call him when you're used to talking to him three or four times a day. And that's sometimes when it hits you. It's like, can't do that no more.
Yeah.
And I know that there was a lot of people out there that would tune in at night or Saturday morning and say, "Well, what's Pastor have to say?" And it's going to be hard for you out there, and we're going to have to smile at the future, and we're going to have to move on. I remember when I lost a good friend of mine about 11 years ago, somebody told me, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's what we're going to have to do. It's not going to be easy, but just as the children of Israel, though weary they pressed on, that's what we're going to have to do. And it's what's amazing to me, too, right now, is there's been people that have not talked to the pastor in 15 years, and you know, all of a sudden they want to call up and say where Pastor was wrong and how, you know, it wasn't really that they had a problem, but, you know, and hey, you know, if you couldn't, you couldn't follow the scriptures and you couldn't make things right before, it's a little late to be making right things now that you did wrong 15 years ago, you know, and don't be calling us, you know, bad-mouthing him. It's amazing how many people will try to drop their drawers and take one last dump on somebody after they died. And I'd just like to tell you, any of you that are those that are out there, don't do it, because it ain't going to work. There's some of you Baal priests out there who would like nothing more than to come in and be able to walk up to that casket and drop your drawers and take a crap right there. You know, you crapped on him your last time, and he's in a better place, and you can't do it now.
Amen.
Well, amen. You know, Satan, when you look up the word Satan in any dictionary, or just about all the dictionaries I've ever looked it up in, one of the main ingredients, one of the main definitions for Satan is called slander. And man, there are some slanderous people out there, some false accusers. You know, and, you know, the bad thing about slander isn't the slanderer themselves, it's the ones that get affected by this, whatever they're slandering, whoever they're slandering with, and, you know, and I know God weeds them all out in the end, you know, but sometimes it's hard to see somebody fall into that trap. You know, we've all seen it through the years, you know, somebody fall away because of some slanderous remarks that have been said, and, you know, it's tough, you know. You got people, you know, just like in the camp of David, you know, you got sometimes the people look like they're his best friends, and they're the ones that's stabbing him in the back, you know.
Absolutely.
And slanders. And believe me, like Jason here has been saying, that's happening here in this ministry. You know, you don't want to believe it, but it's there. We'll see how it all works out in the end, but I think God will have his way happen. How about you guys?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think, though, that it's one of those things that this is a battle, this is a war, and we've got to use the weaponry that's been made available to us. And one of those tools is one that the pastor taught us, and it was quite effective. And it's called the power to bind and the power to loose. And I think right now that we ought to come in memory of our pastor, and we ought to bind some of these sons of hell.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do come before you. We come before your throne right now. Now, we lift up these Baal priests, these sons of the devil. You know who they are, and the Holy Spirit knows who they are. And we call upon them to be identified through a working of the Holy Spirit. And for each and every one of them, those that come against us, that come against our pastor, that try to come against and attack him now that he's laid to rest, Father, we want them bound. We want them bundled, and we want them escorted to your feet, Father. You bring down that gavel. You look to them. We know that you can do nothing on your own initiative, so we bind, bundle them, and lift them to your throne and call for you to make the judgment upon them. Oh, Father, bring down that gavel and judge them justly, righteously, with the judgment that you see fit, but see to it that it is carried out. Now we loose any of the powers that they have. We loose them and call for them to be destroyed, any of their slanderous powers, any of their lying, their lies that come out of their lying lips, Father. We ask that you loose those lies, that you destroy the power, that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and all who hate us, Father. We want them dealt with righteously, and we call upon it to be done in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we don't need to remind you what your word says, but Lord, it says that if you don't gather for Jesus Christ, you scatter. That's just a paraphrase, but Lord, you know the hearts of your men here, the Radio Ranch Wranglers and the new Ramrod, and Lord, you know that we seek to gather. We seek to gather your lost sheep. We seek to get your word to them. We seek to help them to come away from their sin, to repent, and to get baptized according to Acts 2:38, that they too may enter into the kingdom. So Lord, you know your men here, and we seek to gather those that have been lost. We seek to help redeem those that need to be redeemed. But Lord, we know that there are those out there that just seek to scatter. And so Lord, let their fruits be known. Let them be shown to all involved. And Lord, guide and direct us and help us to be able to have that wisdom and discernment, to be able to see the true fruits. And Lord, we do as Jason said. We bind those that come to scatter. We bind those that dig a pit. We bind those that come in with evil intentions in their heart. With their lips they praise you, Lord, but their heart is far from you. And so, Lord, we bind those right now. We tell them you can have nothing here. We bind them, and they cannot have nothing here, O Lord. We do it to the glory of Jesus Christ. We do it to clear out the way that we may continue to put your word out to your people, continue to lead your people to repentance and to baptism, that you would be glorified. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read Luke 18, verse 7 and 8. It says, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" And it, you know, there are times where you just got to, you know, Lord, it's in your hands. Take care of them. And, you know, binding them and loosening them is one great weapon that the pastor taught us to do.
Amen. And we know this is a shocker out there to a lot of people. A lot of people haven't heard, but we're trying to let everybody know. And, sometimes it's just hard to let everybody know. And hope that you folks out there, that some of you that are just finding out, don't take offense that you're just now finding out either. It was the family's wishes to have a small funeral, and just wanted to get him in the ground and get him buried and have a small funeral service before the media got a hold of it and before we started taking on the persecution.
And that is sure what we prayed for. That's what we were praying for the family. That's what the family was praying for. And, you know, God is a gracious God. And he sure answered those prayers. You know, a few people were able to come out. But, again, as Jason said, please don't take offense. It was not, it was sure not meant the holding back of the official announcement from the family. It was sure not meant to offend, but to protect. And it was what the boss wanted. It was his intentions. And so it was done in keeping with what he wanted done. And so, you know, there again, by their fruits you shall know them. Gossip went out, word went out, you know, people that that heard this or heard that were more than willing to just gossip and call all their friends and all the people that listened to them and send it out on their email lists. Without any regard for the feelings or the wishes of the family, without any regard for the feelings or the wishes of the pastor. And so, not naming names, but if you're listening, you know who they were. You might have gotten phone calls. Oh, did you hear this? Did you hear what happened? You might have gotten emails. And so, that's just between you and God, how you deal with that. We've sure offered up imprecatory prayer against those, and it is those, as Jason spoke of earlier, that that just want to take one more dump on the pastor, but they'll have their reward. They will stand before judgment. They will stand before God Almighty, and he'll bring that up to them. And where are they going to be then? What are they going to do then? Because then it'll be too late to repent. It will be too late to repent then.
And Satan hasn't changed, you know. He always disguises evil with good, you know. I mean, they come at you with, oh, I have so much concern and so much love. And like Jason said, they might not even talk to the pastor in 15 years because they don't have love. They didn't have concern. But yet all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork and they have all these crocodile tears, you know. And, you know, I remember the story the pastor told about old Morris Dees, you know. Wasn't that Morris Dees that called him up and asked, you know, oh, I'm really sorry about the loss of your
son? No, that was somebody else.
It was
a little Jew kike bastard that we had down here in Fort Collins, who's burning right now.
Right. The thing about it is, they always disguise their evil with good, you know, and you know, and thanks to the pastor, you know, we started having those I don't know what you'd call them, eyes to see, discernment, you know, where you can pick up on that, you know, I mean, to where, you know, you know what Jesus thought of the Jewish women that were weeping with Mary and Martha at the you know, funeral of Lazarus, you know, when old Doc from Missouri brought that out a long time ago to the pastor, that, you know, when Christ looked at them, and what did he do, moan or groan? You know, if you look up that word, it was in disgust, because he knew those ones that were weeping the loudest were the ones that were partly to blame, you know, and that's just how it is out here.
And Psalms 105:15 says, "Do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm."
Amen.
And that's the truth. Don't Amen. Do it, because yep. if you do, then you're gonna pay.
Well, guys, we don't always get to do this, but what do you say we open the phone lines up this morning?
Wow, I don't know. They're let's see, it'd be 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 6 something. 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So
yeah, 9 o'clock hour on the East Coast.
Somebody'd be out there.
Sure. Well, guys, again, we don't always get to do this, but we'll see what we can do. We'll open up the phone lines for at least for a little bit. 307-745-5913, where you can call in and if you have a quick comment and join us here. We do have some good coffee poured. I know Jason, Kyle, and I do. Jason's down by the church.
I got some coffee going here too. So
good.
And I don't know. I think mine's probably better than yours.
Yeah, it usually is, but we're not drinking Folgers. I can tell you that. Yeah, life is sure too short to.
Did you not put soy milk in it?
To not drink good coffee. No soy milk either.
Okay.
And hopefully, all you people out there are understanding that as well. No soy milk. And if you want to be like the Wranglers, you get some good raw milk. And drink you some good raw milk and eat some good beef and stay away from that pork and, you know, stay healthy.
Do you drink your coffee black or do you put cream and sugar in it?
Hot and black, Jason. Hot and black. Okay. How about you?
Hot and black.
There you go.
How about Kyle?
Yeah, it's black, but, you know, I got to admit, I probably don't like mine quite as strong as you do, Jason. You know, I mean, I like to actually, you know, to run out of the cup, you know.
Yeah. Jason likes to chew his coffee for some reason. He just, I think he just learned it from the Cowboys here, you know, from the days of Monty and the men that used to be here working on the furniture and the pastor as well. What is it, Jason, when the horseshoe stands up straight in it, it's just about right?
That's about right.
And maybe that's why the pastor called him man.
Or when you stick the spoon in it to stir it, and then the spoon disappears. But,
yeah. That sure works. But anyway,
well, we better get the phone number out.
Yeah, 307-745-5913. If you do want to call in here, we don't always get to open up the phone lines with coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. But, you know, this, well, and there we go now. Let's see who we got. Well, good morning, and thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
I'm just sitting here writing an email to you, and I heard you say something about opening up the phone lines. I don't really know where to start. This is the first I'd heard about Pastor Peters, and I'm so sorry, and I'm going to send the email. I only met Pastor Peters one time, talked to him several times on the phone and over the years, but I just can't tell you the sense of loss that I feel. And I was going to tell you in this email, I first heard this program back in 1997, and I was at a very low point in my life. And I would have never listened to another so-called minister. But I had a shortwave radio, and I heard him talking, and I couldn't turn it off. And I kept listening and listening. I thought I was a Christian back then. I wasn't. And after a few years of listening to him, I realized that I need to be baptized the right way. And I did that.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And I just... You're right. You know, when you weep and you cry over something like this, you're doing it more for yourself. But I don't know that I've ever wanted to cry more for myself than to know this. And it's just been such a part of my life to listen to him and learn. And I wouldn't have listened to another one of them. And he was a man, and so many of them are just, they're either so feminized and faggy that they make you sick, or you know they're just snakes from the word go. And
that's right.
And I just, I don't know. I'm going to keep listening, and I'm going to stay in touch with you and see, you know, how things go. And I'm sorry for you both. I'm sorry for his family. I can just imagine your loss and stuff, that you feel for it. It's just,
yep.
You know, I'm overwhelmed by it. You know, he's somebody that I just knew, you know, from the telephone and radio. But anyway, I'm going to let somebody else talk. You know, I just want to need to call in.
Well, brother, thank you for your call, and understand that, you know, we're going through the same thing here, and but we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And let's see if we got this caller. Nope, lost that one. That might have been a fax. That's sometimes a fax line. The family was able to put some pictures together, and I'm hoping that we can use some of them maybe in the next newsletter, Jason. We haven't had a chance here to even
talk
about it.
Yeah, we're going to be having some more information up on our website
as
well. So.
But, you know, one of the pictures that really stood out to me, and I was able to mention it, is there was an older picture probably from 20 years ago, and it was Pastor coming up out of the water baptizing somebody. And, boy, the smile on his face. The smile on Pastor's face. Let's take this caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello. This is the Donna Daniel calling you.
Well, good morning, sir.
Hi. Well, it's a real heartbreaker, I'll tell you. It's left a big hole in my heart to know that he's gone. He became a big part of my life, my spiritual awakening. It started when I received in the mail the DVD, God Save America Again. I watched it. I called my brother who had sent it to me, and I said, "Wow, what is this?" I said, "Can this really be true?" He said, "Yes, it is. Watch it again."
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus, for your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a good testimony to all that are out there listening, is that, you know, if you have truth, be like the pastor. If you've been blessed to have truth given to you, give it to somebody else. Pass it on. That's what the pastor always did. He would tell you, he didn't claim to have all truth, but by golly, what he had, he gave to you. Freely he received and freely he gave. And when he got truth, he did just like this man's brother did. He gave it. He passed it out. He shouted it from the rooftops. And so if you loved the pastor, if you want to honor him, do the same thing. Do the same thing, and you'll have your part in leading others to Christ like the pastor did, and just like this man did.
Well, I appreciate everything I've heard from all of you, and I've listened to pretty much everything I could get my hands on from the pastor. I have many of his CDs. I've downloaded a lot of things into my iPod. I listen all the time. I've learned a lot. It's gotten me where I am today, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Pastor Peters. I'm thankful. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, sir. And let's see if we got another caller here. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Richard and Jason and Kyle. This is Jerry down in Alabama.
Good morning, Jerry.
We're very much with you. It's been occurring to me, you fellows are sitting on the true national treasure. Remember how Pastor liked that movie, National Treasure?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he knew. He knew what the true national treasure was, and it was the truth of who his people are.
Yes, That is true national treasure. But you fellows are sitting on the national treasure right there today. You've got it. And the people, the young people, now Pastor built his ministry on old people like me that realized deeply that something was going against the grain that God had written on our hearts. And still, your ministry probably is mainly these old folks, older folks like myself. And I've been using some of Pastor's past messages. For instance, especially Pastor visits Colorado Christian University, or speaks at that university.
Boy, that's a classic, isn't it?
It has traction. A man from South Africa, he is a foreman for a big welding company. I happened to see him, and I gave him that, and he and his wife just went, I mean, they couldn't wait to come back and get another CD from me. And so I've been trying to feed them the CDs that have traction with people that Pastor Peters had traction with back in the 80s. Remember,
right.
Everybody was a novice then.
Sure.
They knew something was wrong.
Well, Jerry, we appreciate the call. We got phone lines are just flashing up all over the place. And again, folks, just like we said before, be like this man. Take these messages and do as the pastor did. Get them passed out. You can reach people out there. You know, we couldn't reach this South African that Jerry's talking about, but he could. And so we do need each and every one of you out there to do that. And Jerry, you know, I think we're going to be revisiting some of those older messages as well. But Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, God. I'm looking forward to it. Would you do one thing? As you revisit, get the number of the CD so that your staff in the room back there making those copies can find it and get it out.
Sure. We'll do it. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Appreciate it. And the phones are just lighting up. Let's see if we got some callers here. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Morning, Richard. This is Willis out in Southern Illinois.
Good morning, Willis.
I just heard the news last night and thought I'd call in this morning and express my condolences from the family out here. Scriptures for America and Pastor Peters have been a turnaround and a blessing for our family since the late 80s. My dad introduced me to his teachings, and I've introduced it to my children, and thank God my grandchildren have been able to hear a lot of his messages as well. And
amen. You know, I know the Willis. What comes to mind is I've heard the pastor when he would have he had Eustace Mullins and Branson one time, and we had Colonel Moore speak, and he's had the youth come up and meet them and shake their hand, and you know, and he's told the youth that, hey, one day you'll tell your grandchildren that you knew you met Eustace Mullins, or you were able to shake the hand of Colonel Jack Moore or Pastor Jones, and you know, it's carried right on. You know, our children, one day when the kingdom is restored here, our children and our grandchildren will be able to say, you know, yeah, I knew Pastor Peters. My dad knew Pastor. He taught me about those things.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot of future generations that are still here, a lot of the messages. And I just wanted to call and express my condolences and thank God for the time that I was able to hear Pastor Peter's messages, and came at a point in our lives where it was just a big turnaround. And just wanted to express my appreciation for the ministry and pray that everything keeps going strong.
Well, thank you, Willis. We appreciate it.
You fellas have a great morning.
Thanks. You too. And again, the number, lines are lighting up, but it's 307-745-5913. If you do want to call in to this live broadcast of Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, good morning, and thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Richard. This is Valerie in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hi, good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. Gosh, I just wanted to call this morning and just tell you and Kyle and Jason that, excuse me, that Mark and I are thinking about you, and, of course, Pastor Peter's family as well. We just owe such a debt of gratitude to Pastor Peters. You know, we bought a shortwave radio last summer for seemingly no reason, and that's where we discovered Pastor Peters. And it wasn't long after that that we knew that we needed to be baptized, and we did that in February, and then we got that accelerated learning that he spoke of that you get. And
Valerie, it's not always smooth sailing, is it, when you get that accelerated learning?
No, it isn't. As you know, we've spoken a few times, and it can be kind of rough, but it's wonderful, and we're just heartsick about it, but we know that he's with our Father, and we're going to miss him. We're just really going to miss him. I'm not only going to miss his insight and his wisdom, but he has such a great sense of humor. He would just make me laugh so much in his sermons and so many things that just joking around, you know. There was a scriptural insight not too long ago where he was joking with Jason, blaming Jason because he didn't have the scripture right. Of course, it was his fault. And
yeah, imagine that, huh, Jason?
Exactly. And he joked with Jason saying, could you straighten up, Jason? Could you get it together? And then, he said, no, I'm just kidding. It was my fault. But he had such a great sense of humor and such a kind man. And I just wanted to call and tell you that we're thinking about all of you, and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Thanks, Valerie. Same here.
Well, you bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And
that is one of the unfortunate things, is so many people out there who had listened to Pastor Peters for years didn't get to see all the fruits of the Spirit that worked with him, the joy and the peace, you know. And, you know, yeah, they seen the strong man, the man who preached the Word, which is obviously, I think, the most important thing. But they didn't get to see what Valerie there was talking about, you know, that probably, Jason, you've been here basically your whole life, you know, that a guy takes for granted after a while, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when we brought guests out from our old past life, you know, I mean, that's the thing that they said was, I didn't expect to see all the fruits of the Spirit working with him like that, you know.
Right.
And I wish everybody would have had that opportunity to see
that. Yeah. One of the funniest that I remember is he would get a magnetic earring, you know, and he'd put it on his ear. You remember that, Jason?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he wouldn't just, you know, put it on and then just forget about it and let you find it. You know, he'd put it on, then he'd walk up and turn his head. Good morning, how are you? You know, with his ear pointed towards you. Just funny. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good. Nope, lost that one. Let's try this one. Good morning, and thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers. Good morning. Well, I guess we lost that one, too. Well, the number's 307-745-5913.
And Jerry from Alabama, you know, he mentioned all the old-timers. Well, I don't know about, you know, from what I've seen through the last 10 years or so, it's gotten younger, the groups. You know, I mean, I remember the first couple of groups I went to, it was a bunch of single guys out of the woods, you know, that might be in their 50s and 60s or whatever. But as the years went on, I noticed families, children everywhere. I mean, it ain't. And I know what Jerry's talking about. It was built on the old timers because those were the men that could accept that kind of truth,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it did develop younger and younger as the years went on. Anyway, that's what I've seen. You see that, Jason?
Yeah, I've seen it. And I think that's the direction that we're going too. You know, we've lost too many of the young people, and you know, and that's one of the things that the pastor wanted us to work on, and he expressed that before he left, as he said, we've lost too many young people. Go after the young people. Mm-hmm. Try to save them. And, you know, I think that's the direction that we're going to go, try to reach the young people.
Yes. I remember one of the first camps we went to down in Florida. Oh, it's been 17 or 18 years ago now. And we were the only people there with children. And we only had two. You know, we had a two-year-old and a baby, and everybody else was in their 50s and up. And it was, you know, we were just getting into this, and it was very startling to us. But I'm happy to say that since then, it's greatly changed. And especially this last year at Branson, there were more children there than I think there's ever been. And it's good to see that. It's good to see the families that have accepted this, that have come into and become Christians, and then they teach their children, and there's order in the home. You know, Jesus Christ is the head of the home in these Christian families. And if you're listening out there to this broadcast, this live broadcast, or if you're listening to it maybe on the archives, or if we when we replay it, we try to replay this during the week a little bit. Understand, if you think you're a Christian and you haven't been baptized, you need to rethink that, because that's when you become a Christian. That's when you contact the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's when you're born again. And if you think you have a Christian home and the wife is running it, your home is out of order. It's as simple as that. We've learned that from the pastor. We read that in the Word, that Jesus Christ is to be head of the household. And that means His Word, His law, His statutes, His judgments, His way, His fruits of the Spirit, the things that we read about Him from the Old Testament to the New, those are the things that are to be talked about and obeyed in the home. And then, you know, right below Jesus Christ is to be the father and the husband. And He's next in command. He's next in charge. He's next on the list of responsibility. Because He is responsible to Christ for His wife and for the children. And that's the way the rest of the order goes. And so it is Jesus Christ, and then it is the husband, the father, and then it is the wife, and then, of course, the children. And, you know, I don't know exactly where the verse is, but it says that, you know, in times to come, that the women and children will rule over them. And so if that's the way it is in your house, if your children rule over you and throw temper tantrums and you know, when they scream, everybody jumps, then your home is not in order. And if your wife, you know, keeps your pair in the little nightstand and only lets you have one of them when she sees fit, and she makes the rules, and she decides where the money goes and if you tithe or not, and she decides what happens, then, brother, your home's out of order. Am I off point here, men?
Absolutely not. I don't know. Let me ask my wife.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. But the good thing is that the Word is still true, and God is still quick to forgive for His children that come and ask. And so, you know, if you find your home that way, change. Repent. Get down on your knees and cry out to God and tell Him that you want to be a Christian man and that you want to have a Christian household. And read the Word and see what you have to do that. And the number one and two thing are to repent and be baptized if you're not already.
Boy, and the joy that Mark and Valerie had, you can see it on their face, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Those newborn babes, I mean, what a joy. I mean...
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great example. You know, we had, how many times have we heard that, Jason? Somebody says, you know, I bought a shortwave, I don't know why, or I picked one up at a garage sale.
Yep, yep.
I mean, so many times. And, we've had prisoners write in, say that they've got an AM radio in prison, and they've heard the pastor, and we're not broadcasting on AM around there. You know, we're not. Let's take this caller. Good morning, and thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just heard about it last night for the first time. And, of course, it whacked me when I heard it. I had just heard about some immediate family situation about 24 hours before that. But I suppose everybody talks about the pastor being a prophet. What I saw more than that was a teacher. And Jesus Christ was a teacher, you know. And something else kind of occurred to me, something that had been in my mind for the last couple of months. Out in the world, one of the things they talk about when they talk about management is, you know, it's the rare good manager who puts together an organization that can function without him if he has to leave, take a month vacation. Well, he's taking a long month vacation, and he's put together, I'm encouraged that he's put together a really good organization, you know, just to look at it from a very sort of matter of fact, less brain point of view.
Sure.
But I could talk about a lot of things that I think we all got from Pastor Peters, but I mean, probably most of it pales in comparison to the fact that I was baptized for the remission of sins. I mean, without that, the rest of it would be noise. You know, and I never tired of hearing him going away at that old saw, because I knew, you know,
that
he was a true fisher of men. That's about it.
Well, thanks a lot for your call.
Thank you.
You know, the
and we need to do tell people that we are going to have a radio memorial service on Tuesday, and that would be next Tuesday, I believe it's the 19th.
Yes.
And we're going to have a two-hour memorial service on the radio. It's going to be broadcast on shortwave, streamed on the Internet, and you can join us. We're going to open the phone lines up. We're going to have people call and share their comments, their stories. You know, if they have something that they'd like to share, we'd like to hear it. And we'll be talking about different stories that that we have to share. So we hope you'll join us for that. That's next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll be broadcasting live from the Radio Ranch.
And we hope you'll join us there. That'll be right after the Solutions program that Kyle hosts and the men from back east. And so, again, Tuesday the 19th, we'll be announcing that hopefully maybe from church tomorrow, and also on get a note up on the website to get you to join in with us. And we haven't had a chance to talk about it, but we're hoping to, maybe even do some type of memorial with the next newsletter coming out, or at least send, have a couple pictures in there to be able to share with all of you out there.
Right, and the Solutions Show will start at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and knowing those men, I would imagine that the memorial might start a little earlier than 7, but I don't know. I don't know what their schedule is or what, but basically we'll be 3 hours live straight, but the memorial will start at 7 o'clock Mountain Time and go till 9. I think that was Bill that called last call. The voice sounded familiar. He stressed the most important thing that he learned and was what he did, and that was be baptized for the remission of sins. That's got to be the trademark of this ministry.
Amen.
It talks about no greater love, that hides a multitude of sins is when you turn, when you help turn somebody from the error of their way. And Pastor Peters has did that for so many souls. Not that he's Jesus, but he did turn people from the error of their way, and they went in the water and came out a new person. And if you do that one time, if it hides a multitude of sins, I'd like to be in his shoes, with all the sins that got hid through all the error people that he turned,
Yes. And two, I'd like to, this verse, I read it last night when we gathered around the microphone and had the live broadcast last night. And folks, these broadcasts are archived. And Jason, we get them archived at both websites, don't we?
No, SFAWBN.com.
SFAWBN.com is the network website, and that's where these messages are archived, as well as the Monday through Friday nightly broadcasts. And it is Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you." And that's really enough to read out of that verse. This is God talking. And he says, "Don't fear, because I'm right there with you." And then, we know through the many verses in the New Testament that as Jesus Christ came, and then when Jesus Christ left, he said, "When I go, I will send you the Comforter." And the Comforter has sure been here. And so, to me, this is the comfort that I find in the Word. But like Kyle said, I think you really have to be a baptized believer to be able to believe this and to read it and to have it really apply and to really find the true comfort and the true peace that comes from these words. He says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God." And so to me, I'm not sure exactly all the details of how all this is going to work out, but I know that I know to not anxiously look about me, because I know God is here with us, and we have picked up the banner, we have picked up the flag, and we are continuing on in the battle, full steam ahead. As the pastor had quoted, "Damn the torpedoes," full steam ahead, as he I think quoted, was it Admiral Farragut from many years ago? And God says here further, he says, I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Well, there we go. You know, if God's going to help us, and you know, I think the way God's going to help us is he's going to guide and direct the men here. And also I think that he's going to guide and direct the people out there to continue to lift us up in prayer, to continue to pray for the saints here, just as we pray for the saints out there. And then also to continue to tithe and to support. You know, the promises of Malachi 3, the promises for each and every one of us when we tithe are still there. And the need is still there as well. And then this verse 10 ends up saying, surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And we know the only righteousness we have is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And God promises right here that he will uphold us with that very thing. And so it's sure a comfort to me to know that, you know, we can continue on. We are continuing on. We have the blessings of God Almighty with us. And with your help and support, we will be able to continue on and continue to build upon the foundation that our pastor built.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, several people I talk to on the phone, you know, their first question is, well, what are you going to do now, you know? And my response is, well, I'm going to press on. I mean, my boss told me what to do. I'm going to press on. And it almost shocks them a little bit at first, like, really, you know? Well, I never thought about that. You know, well, of course we're going to press on, you know? I got no other thing to do. You know, I mean, just go forward, take the equipment that he's given us for, you know, however many years you've been on the ministry, and use it. You know, it says to be doers, not hearers only, you know. And I've been guilty in the past of just sitting back and listening. Well, what's the pastor got to say, you know? Well, I'm going to hear the word preached again this week, you know, by Pastor Peters, and sit back. Well, let's be doers, you know. And like Richard said earlier, you know, spread the gospel. I mean, I know we have all spread the gospel here, but look, maybe we ought to just pick it up a notch, spread it a little bit more, you know. And you know, if you get shunned and mocked, so what? You know?
Yeah. Praise the Lord, you're glorified with him because he was shunned and mocked as well. You know, many don't realize, I'm looking here at the ads that we have. Got an ad here for the Legal Brief. Let me play this and we'll be right back.
In 1988, in a classic case of confrontation between the conflicting claims of Christ and Caesar for our allegiance, a small Christian church in northern Colorado stood up and stood fast against the rising tide of state-approved homosexuality threatening to engulf our entire nation. The issue was a pro-homosexual city ordinance brought before first the city council, then later the voters of Fort Collins, Colorado. The measure was finally defeated, but the immoral, antichrist, pro-homosexual forces did not rest. Instead, under cover of law, a grossly illegal persecution of the small church which had spearheaded the anti-homosexual fight was begun. For a $5 donation, we will send you the Legal Brief filed by the LaPorte Church of Christ in its successful refusal to yield the dominion of Christ over to his enemies. Send a $5 donation, ask for the LaPorte Church of Christ Brief from Scriptures for America, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
And folks, if you don't have that Legal Brief, we'd sure suggest that you write in and get it. It is a great read. We've got a few more minutes. And the phone lines are all full. Let's see if we can get some of those. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Richard. This is Robert from New York.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, very sad to hear the passing of Pastor Peters last night. He was really a major figure in Christendom, and I feel that he kind of just brought back all these truths that we had that were basically dormant for over 2,000 years.
Right.
I mean,
well, see, that's the,
you know,
if you read through the whole Testament, and I think Jason pointed this out to me one time years ago, that's what the prophet did. That's what the prophet did, is he told the people who they were. That was the first thing. He told them who they were and then what they had to do.
I mean, like the lost tribes of the house of Israel. I mean, I was into Armstrongism, Worldwide Church of God, but I mean, they had like the tribe of Judah wrong.
Right.
They were idolizing basically the state of Israel.
Right, and that's sure wrong.
When you research it, the tribe of Judah is, you know, others from, you know, Tautonic tribes.
Right. Well, Robert, we got both phone lines just a ringing off the hook, so if you don't mind, I'm gonna let you go and see if we can get them before we go. Thanks for calling in. And Richard,
my condolence to you in the passing of your mom.
Well, thank you. And give us a call back
God
on
bless.
Tuesday night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And we'll try to get these last two callers in. We've only got a few minutes. Oh, lost that one. Let's see here. And thank you for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello, Richard.
Yes.
This is Glenn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you doing? Just one observation. I've been just overwhelmed to call you guys and ask, maybe if you feel it's necessary, but can we ask the saints to double their prayer time? Because we've lost a great man of prayer, you know? And I'm sure all the saints can find, eliminate something in their life, you know? And if each one of us could double our prayer time, I just think it's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Glenn. That was one of the things we got to say is that, you know, the pastor honored God, and one of the ways he honored God was in prayer, in the time that he spent with God.
That's right, and I think we need to pick up that slack, because I think we all did ride his back a little too much, you know.
Good point.
That's all.
Good point. Well, thank you. Well, Jason, with that said, would you, we've only got a couple minutes here, you want to take us out with prayer?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to be able to broadcast across this land, and we thank you for the time that we had with our pastor, our friend, our boss, our prophet, our teacher. We thank you. We know that you used him in a mighty and powerful way across this land and affected so many lives. Affected lives and taught them the true biblical plan of salvation. We are grateful for that. We are thankful for that. We are thankful for the time that we had with him. Oh, Father, we ask that you continue to guide and direct each and every one of us here as we go out across this land and do our part on continuing on to preach the truth, to do what we're commissioned to do. We ask for your blessing upon this church and upon this ministry, and we pray a blessing upon the flock and those that join us across these radio waves. We ask that you guide and direct them, grant them strength, courage, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You know who your people are. We ask that you continue to stimulate them. We thank you for that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. And thank you both for joining us, men. And again, tune in tomorrow, Church from the LaPorte Church of Christ, and Tuesday night for our memorial to Pastor Peters. Thank you, men.
Stay high! Ha! Ha! Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make 'em health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Snake high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride. disapproving.